Right.
If you fucking touch it, though.
I can't.
I don't know. You think flirting with that twink on the phone the other day?
That was a grown woman. Right, do the intro.
Hey, and...
Such a queen.
Hey. Hey, and welcome back to another... Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Get Your Willies Out, the podcast where we attempt emphasis to give you advice on your fucked up lives, whether that be about love, relationships, sex, willies, or people sliding into your DMs and asking to pay for videos of you sneezing.
Happens all the time.
Well, it has happened all the time to me. Mm. Yeah, £2 a sneeze. Have in you? This fucking economy.
In this economy.
But he did say...
Can even get you a coffee?
That's going to get me a three quarter.
I'm going to give you a cup of tea.
That's going to get me a quarter of a coffee. But he did say, to be fair, that he'd pay me for as many sneezes as I have. So I could just every day.
Unlimited like, sneezes.
Thank you. Another one. Thank you.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
Big news.
Not the product placement.
Yeah. Big news re Pret a Manger's subscription service. Are you a subscriber?
Well, I did have it when it was the free trial and then I cancelled it. So not really.
Any feelings on, do you know what's happened? Well, for anyone any listeners that don't know what's happened, yeah. Pret usually have a subscription service where you pay a certain amount a month. I'm not sure what it is. It's quite
it
cheap.
It used to be like 20, now it's 30, so it's not cheap.
Yeah, but
if you get a coffee every day.
Uh-huh, yeah, 30 quid a month for five free coffees a day.
Yeah, but you have to wait half an hour to get your other one.
So half an hour is not a very long time. So that's like potential for 150 coffees in a month for 30 quid. It's pretty good value.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. And it's now...
Rest in peace the IBS girlies, though, if they're having 150 coffees a week. Fuck me. You'll be fucking fighting for your life on that toilet, sorry, Lamb.
But Pret have now taken away that, and it's now 50% off five coffees a day.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So it's still the same price, and it's 50% off?
Yeah.
No, those French fuckers. Oui, bonjour, get them out.
So send in your feelings about the Pret scandal.
I've got something to say.
Go on.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, do you get it?
Yeah.
Real.
No. We can just communicate in just a look.
Just.
Lillian and I took Spanish together. So I'd like to say, Gonzuela. En el azul. En la escuela. Gracias. Por la viva en la casa.
La cuenta por favor. Okay, God, yeah. To be honest with you, I'm more of a cafe neuro kind of girl.
Me too. One pound fish. Very, very nice.
Yeah, because you get a £1 coffee once a week.
With three
network. Well, we're not sponsored by three. We're not.
But you can if you want.
You can, yeah, absolutely. But my mum, dad, brother, they all don't really live near a Pret. No, not a Pret.
Nearer, nearer.
They're getting in my brain. Nearer. Neurodivergence. They don't live near one, so they send me their codes. So I literally get four coffees for one pound.
If I had that, I would...
It's iconic. It's honestly, and every single time I go back to the same girl every day, and I have a new code. She's like, oh, and I'm like, thank you. Don't ask questions, another one, thank you. Someone once turned me away, though, for having a screenshot. They all said you can't screenshot it. I was like, yeah, but I screenshotted it for later, like, because I don't have, like, good internet.
Good connection. That happens sometimes. Sometimes it I'm in the does. Shop, like, I can't pay £4 for hot chocolate.
You know, you've got all the extras. It's a large. You've got
cream,
extras.
Sauce.
Because it's any
double
size.
Shot.
Yeah, so it's tricky.
I look like such a child when I go in with my, like, large hot chocolate with, like, cream filled up to the top and, like, sprinkles on top. And then I'm, like, sit there with my spoon. Like,
oh, you yum, don't.
I'm such a child.
Oh, my God, you're literally a future nonce. Anyway.
I've eaten today three cream crackers. No
so basically,
toppings.
What Tom is saying is making everyone else feel bad about themselves for eating more. Because he's saying
so
he's skinny.
So skinny.
I posted a video today about being skinny and someone commented saying, you aren't skinny.
Truth hurts.
I'm not joking. I thought, oh.
That is savage.
I thought, oh, cute. I just thought, Cheers. Thank you so much.
We'll do a poll. Is Jake skinny?
Yeah, can you do a poll? Am I skinny? If you say no, I probably will starve myself. So think about that one.
Just become unemployed, become clinically depressed, and it'll just happen.
Oh, Tom, literally get over
three crackers a day.
You need to move on. You need to get alive.
It's like five. It's like getting a five a day, but just crackers. But, and also three.
I ate carbs today. I had some crackers.
Oh, so nourished. Right, Willies.
Well, you've not asked me about if I have.
Oh, you got any news?
Oh my god, that part was involuntary.
In a what?
Involuntary.
Very good. He's growing. I didn't even have to help him on that one.
No, I'm skinny. I'm not growing. Fuck you. You're growing. No.
Oh, you're a glowing lad. I think you'll find I am not.
No, I'm jealous of you. When I'm depressed, I don't have free crackers. I have about five meals a day and they're all takeaways.
Oh, but I don't have the money.
No, but I don't have the money. You've got, I get myself in debt.
You've got to be depressed and poor.
No, that won't stop me. I'd literally just go out and sell my body. What's new with me? Quit my job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joining the doll.
Oh my god, literally it's like looking into the future don't with you. Do it. I don't like it. You're like, I'm unemployed, I'm depressed. I'm like, oh god.
I'm already depressed.
So our flat's just gonna be like a fucking recipe with like two bums.
Does that mean I'm gonna see you all the time?
Like bumping into each other, like, you're right.
No. We'll be hiding in our rooms.
No, darling, listen, I'll be out and about. There's no, I ain't coming anywhere near you.
I'll be like, can I come with you? Can I come with you? I've got nothing to do today.
No.
Right, go on then, show us your Willy. Okay, here right, we go. Willy Woos. So we've got the Mummy Olympics. Mama. We've got hens clucking hard. Do you like the alliteration there? You like the word clucking?
Hens clucking hard. Oh, like fucking.
I don't know. Maybe.
You wrote them, so.
And.
No, just the titles.
Railway Raw Dog.
Oh, I didn't write in.
Would you like a Railway Raw Dog?
I do like trains, to be fair. No, I do like trains. I feel like I'm going somewhere.
You're a train watcher. Trains bar. Any appeal to you?
Oh, go on, let's have a little raw dog on the railroad.
Oh, go on,
railway.
Go
on, bloody hell.
So, this is from Mr. Adam. He's 19 and he's from Leeds.
Leeds!
We have a few from Leeds, don't we, every now and again?
Yeah, it says a lot, to be honest, about Leeds.
What does it say?
That it needs help.
That is so true. I was thinking good tasting podcasts, but...
Oh, I was thinking mentally unwell.
Yeah, that is probably true, isn't it? Yeah. I'd love to know the stats.
The stats.
The stats on mental illness in Leeds.
I'd love to know the stats on mental illness on people that listen to this podcast because they've been through the fucking roof.
We should put it in our like advertising package being like, if you're looking... I actually reached out to BetterHelp because I was like, there's no better...
No, you are joking. You did not reach out to BetterHelp. What sponsor us?
Yeah. I was like, you won't find a more concentrated pool of...
Oh my
mentally
god,
unwell
that's
girls.
So true. Oh my god, BetterHelp, please. Honestly, we've got a whole array of listeners waiting.
We need
for
they
you.
Need help.
They do need your help.
And they need it better.
Also, if you sound like if you just sound clip what I just said there, I could get cancelled. I was like, you did not reach out to BetterHelp. It's like me shaming you for getting therapy. You did not, that's so sad. Man up, grow up, we don't need it.
Oh, also this is funny as well. I think I've told you this already, but I have been meeting up with my friend Sarah like fortnightly. Recently to like work on scripts and like
just
projects
bits.
And stuff.
The listeners you know, don't care, bobs. Just bits. Yeah.
And I went to my boyfriend's the other night and he was like, what have you been up to? And I was like, oh, I've just been seeing Sarah. And he was like, you've been seeing this Sarah a lot recently, like really suspiciously. And I was like, what do you think I'm doing shagging? And he was like, no, I actually thought maybe you're getting therapy. And I was like, my boyfriend is so secure and thinks so little of me that he doesn't even think I have the ability to cheat on him. He'd sooner think I was at therapy.
That's nice. That's nice.
Or maybe he just thinks I'm ugly.
I probably just think you probably need it. That's probably what he's thinking.
I probably
thinking.
Do, don't
yeah.
know.
We both do. We all, no, not everyone, but we do. Definitely, yeah. 110.
Anyway, side note. So this is Adam, 19, from Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't know if you boys have ever been on the LNER. Have you been on the LNER?
LNER.
I think it's, what does it stand for? It's basically
Luna.
A railway line.
Luna.
It's a railway line that goes from, I think, Leeds to...
Oh, never!
Oh, Leeds to London. I can't remember what that stands for.
I have
for.
Been on it then because I've been to Leeds.
It's lovely.
Is
it's
it
a
nice?
Lovely train. And Adam says it's a god-tier class of train. He says, I work in London and live in Leeds, so I often come back home on the weekend, sometimes midweek as well, so you start seeing the same faces on the train over and over. I always sit in the unreserved carriage where all the hot girlies go, and for the past few weeks I've been seeing the same absolute fitty in the same carriage as me.
The hot girlies, right, is he gay or straight then? Or was he just referring to like the gays as the girlies?
I think
it's, I mean, sorry, my brain just wasn't gay working then.
Looking slightly ahead, I think he might be, yeah.
Right, he got bummed at the
although he didn't actually say that this is a boy.
What's anyway, their name?
Adam. Sounds gay.
Adam sounds like an absolute raging bender. Yeah.
So he's seeing this fitty in the same carriage as him. He says, oh yeah, he always sits in my eye line like he's trying to get noticed. And girlies, I am noticing. Pet capital, noticing.
Oh my God.
So I tested the theory on my last journey by sitting in a different carriage. And lo and behold, I find him wandering down the train, in inverted commas, looking for a seat.
Oh God, and I
that
bet
is
it was
so validating.
It was empty as well, and he's coming and sat opposite you. But like, oh hey.
Obviously finds a seat near me, and at this point my bussy is moist.
No, Adam, please get that checked.
I can't believe that this actually
Adam,
is happening.
You've got loose bowels.
Because I think about this all the time on the tube, like someone staring at me. And like they fancy me, but like they never actually do anything about it. So the fact that someone's doing it, that is like,
I always just realize this, that like I find that a lot of people stare at me, but then I think, hold on, it's because I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
And they look back and I'm like, oh my God, get away, why'd you fancy me?
Stop staring at me.
Oh my God, I literally can't go anywhere without being fucking looked at. It's exhausting. No, I do catch people looking at me all the time, I can't lie, but I don't know if it's because they're thinking
That boy
literally looks like he could do with 6 months of therapy.
And Botox.
And
What
did you just say?
What did I say?
What did you just say?
What did I say?
That red light's in my recording.
What did I say?
You say Botox. You're nasty. You know what you could do with?
A Zempic.
A hug, darling.
Oh.
You gotta cry out. Oh God, someone get this boy some fucking food. It's too much. Oh, Zempic as well, to be fair.
Doesn't it make you feel full? He says, I tried Grindr, no sign of him.
Oh my God, we've all been there. Have you been there?
It's the first protocol.
Oh my God, literally the amount of times, even at work, like someone will walk past and they'll hold my eye contact for more than literally 0.2 seconds and I'm straight on Grindr thinking they're gonna be there going, oh my God, hey. It's happened to me once. It has happened to me once.
I've just got an email saying that Squid Game The Challenge are casting for season 2, everyone.
Yeah, I know, I saw that. Are you going to do it?
I've just got an email.
I don't think I'd do it. Because I just
I would.
I don't think I would because the chances are so slim.
I'd win. I could win. I could do it.
But you know that grind thing?
Yeah.
It's happened to me once.
What do you mean?
I was at London Bridge Station and I was... stood there, sat on my suitcase, I opened Grindr, it was a blank profile, and he went, are you the cutie that sat on the suitcase? And I was like, oh my God, and I just seen a guy walk and double take me, and I was like, oh my God, this is obviously
that's
awesome.
So
this is when I was in early 20s, in my prime. Anyway, he sent me a picture of him, and I was like, yeah, this is me. I was like, oh, I saw you too. And but he'd already got on the train, and then we were going to meet up after, and then we never did, and now he's got a boy.
Oh, my love. Oh my love.
I know. And they did one of those videos, you know when they go, they do like travel videos and they put their hand out and it's still a song, like dum, and they hold hands, it changes location. Dum. This him and his boyfriend. And I was like, it could have been us.
Oh, that's so embarrassing for him.
Lucky escape.
Yeah.
Right, carry on.
God, what a pair you two.
Oh
been.
My God.
Fuck me.
Oh my God. Every 2 seconds.
I'd be unfollowing.
Let's get a video. Quick, film this. Honestly, I'll do something in the flat that's slightly funny. And I'm like, Tom, get your camera out. Film it.
Honestly, exhausting. Right. Poor Adam wants to finish his story. So he tried Grindr. No sign of him. I'm so nervous to go up to him in person, but I really want to raw dog him in the gorgeous LNER box.
Oh, for God's sake.
Any advice?
Oh, no.
What?
Don't say you want to roll someone in the box.
In the LNR box, they're very nice.
I don't like that.
Air conditioned.
I don't like the word bog. It just makes me think of like, I don't know, bowels.
Bonk in the bog.
Bonk in the bog.
Oh, that's a good name for a podcast.
That should have been the title, Bonk in the Bog.
Oh, fuck that. Might change it in post.
Any advice? So,
Have you ever bonked in the bog?
Shush. It's not about me.
I
want to
know.
It's about Patricia. What's his name?
Adam,
it's a three Adam.
Middle name Patricia.
Have I bonked in a bog? No, but I have done bits in a bog.
Well, that's what I mean by bonk.
I've done bits and the odd bog.
It's a bit... Oh, the bog. I thought you meant the odd bonk. It's very... to actually bonk, full on bonk in a bog is like... That's complicated.
Well, it's just kind of a bend over the sink kind of job, eh?
Yeah, but I mean...
But you know, who wants to start with doggy? Because that's just painful. You want to at least start by just sitting on it. You can't be just going straight with the dog.
Want to be in control. Spoken like a true bottom.
Have you bonked in a bog?
I'm trying to think.
We should have, this is a section of the podcast, Bonk in the Bog.
Bonk in the Bog. Where have we been bonking this week?
Jake this week was in Stratfield, Westfield. And
Stratfield?
Stratford. Oh, ick. Stratford, Westfield. Ooh. And he bonked in the Burger King bog.
With Did you?
The employees. No.
Oh.
I never said that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I've only ever bonked in a bog in a house. Like in, at a party.
I don't think I have. You know, the weirdest place I have.
No one's asked the weirdest place.
You're actually so mean to me on this podcast.
The weirdest place.
You're so mean.
I'm real. Sorry, you're in a bad place. I need to. You know what? I'll give 60. You give 40 today. How about that? All right. Where have you bonked?
You just keep cutting me down.
Where have you bonked?
Primark changing room.
No, you haven't. With who?
My ex-boyfriend.
No, you haven't. What, full on fucky wucky woo woo?
No, Penny Winnie. Sucky Lou.
Not what?
Sucky Lou.
Sucky Lou. That's hot. Also really easy to do.
Yeah, it was.
Because you can go in together. Like,
oh, just gonna try on this top. Oh yeah, it's lovely.
I love those shorts on you. They really bring out your...
I try a different size.
You come out the change room absolutely like flabbergasted, hair all over the place. Just, oh my god, that top was so good. It's so perfect for my holiday to Malaga. Oh my god,
top.
So good. So we've both done bits and places.
Oh,
we've got experience. So what I would say is, obviously you don't come across as like predatory, and obviously it's hard because my first point of call would have been go to Grindr. But yeah, if it's not on there, have you tried Scruff or like Christians Looking for Love?
Christians,
because Christian could be a Christian.
I mean, if he's Christian, do you want to go there?
Oh my god, listen,
speak from experience,
please come to us, please get out right now. Leave. Run away,
save yourself,
move city, go somewhere else, change your route.
No, there's nothing wrong with Christians.
No,
just one particular one.
No, not even that. I just think, no, I think, obviously this is quite a dark topic, but like people that grow up very religious and then come out as gay, they've been very suppressed.
Trauma.
Like in
trauma.
Their times. And when they come out, it's like they've kind of come out
baggage,
an adult, but really they're not really an adult and they're still in that. Because they say
it's not just, the Ryan, you know, your Ryanair carry on. It's like, you know, they stick the heavy sticker on your...
Oh, you paid extra for luggage.
You've paid extra for luggage.
A lot of baggage.
For baggage.
You've paid extra for that.
Make more sense if you said baggage.
I know, but like, it just, I don't know, it came out wrong. No. Anyway, if you're a Christian and you listen, I mean, who am I fucking kidding me?
God, we're spending a long time on this one. So let's...
wrap it up. So let's wrap this up. First of all, he needs to wrap it up if he's going to be bonking in the bog.
Yes, we don't know who this man is.
We don't know who this man is.
If it was me, I would go in the toilet, leave it unlocked.
Oh my God.
Because you don't want to go in at the same time, but... I would, but then he won't come unless he's really like.
I think he will come. If he's good enough.
Unless he's quite like it takes quite a brave man to just fucking follow someone in and
no,
be
that's
like.
That's the thing. I wouldn't. They could have a sign
saying,
"I want you to fuck me," and I'd still be like, oh, "I don't know." Oh yeah, it might be for someone behind me. Sure.
That's so true.
I wouldn't take the sign. Oh my god. So another thing I'd say. Okay, well, what you said, that wouldn't work because...
It wouldn't.
Listen,
not
no,
for me.
No anyway. One's going to go in unless they've got big fucking balls, and hopefully it does for your sake, Adam. Anyway, so I would suggest talking, not being like,
oh, yeah,
I
smart,
fancy you, but
smart.
Just being like, hey, like...
Who'd have thunk? Just talking? Who'd have thunk?
What are the chances? Just have a conversation. Like the old...
Good old-fashioned conversation.
Take us back to the good old days. Good old combo.
Fucking hell. I don't know, we should have a career as cartoon like characters.
Gee whiz, who would have thought it? Have a conversation with him, and not about like wanting to fucking raw dog his ass till it's red raw. You just have a conversation to him about literally something so off topic. Like, because say an announcement. Yeah. Oh, sorry, what did they say? I didn't quite hear it.
Starting a convo is a really obvious way of being. Like, you don't start a convo unless you want to shag someone. Unless you're, I don't know.
Don't actually feed into my Delulu, because people have spoke to me in the street.
And
before,
this is someone from Leeds as well.
And I'm literally like, they want
to
fuck me.
And this is someone from Leeds. And also in the north, people do talk to each other more.
Yeah.
So you might just.
Okay, and also if you're shy, which I am, I would never start a conversation with anyone. I'm not even joking. Like, it just scares the shit out of me. I'm insecure. Do this.
You got the time. What stop is this?
No.
Oh, gosh. Thought it was the last one. Let's role play. Okay.
Who am I? I'm the fit one. You're the fit one.
I'm the fit one. You're Adam.
Are you right?
Yeah, you okay?
I like the look of your chest. Can I lie on it? It's very comfy. It's really comfortable. Bathroom's unlocked if you want to follow me in there.
Shall
we round my beef curtain?
I'm really sorry. I've got a girlfriend.
I didn't sleep with him.
Security?
Yeah, I was going to sleep with him. I had a big green spot on his face.
So, Adam, I think that's it, really.
No, write a note. Write a note.
Oh, leave a number. Oh, that's that's cute.
It's cute, but I've done it twice and I've never been called.
I've done it once and I have.
Have you? With who?
A boy called Tom in Paris. I
Paris.
Left it on the desk in the university library under his book. And then I ran away because I was so scared that he would see me.
Oh my God,
and then he texted me that night.
Did he get his big baguette out?
Huh?
Did he get his big baguette out for you?
Eventually he did, yeah.
Oh, yay! Success story. See, we've got one success story. You got two failures because I gave it to a waiter in America. He was flirting with me. Everyone said he was flirting with me. Turns out I just wanted a tip because he didn't fucking text me. But my Delulu told me that it's just because I didn't put +44 in front of the number. So he was trying to call it, being like, they know the British fucking number.
So make sure you put your +44 in case he's foreign.
Just in case it's foreign. And then the other time again was a waiter in Soho. He was flirting with me so much. But again, he probably just wanted a tip. And I literally went and gave him my number and walked out. And I was so proud of myself. And all my friends were saying, like a few hours passed, they were like, he's still working. Don't worry. He's still working. Don't worry. He'll get back to you. Literally. A day goes by.
He's just busy.
My friend's still saying, oh, he probably did the late shift.
Phone stolen.
Probably was exhausted. Yeah, lost. Phone snatched. Yeah. Phone snatched out of his hand. Anyway, that was literally a long time ago. So.
Oh, yeah. Leave your number. That's so cute. Left me the number, I'd die.
Even if I didn't fancy them, I'd be thinking that's really sweet. And someone has done that to me. Someone's left me their number before and I literally text them. Basically saying like,
no thanks.
Yeah, but I was like, I thank you so much, that was really, really sweet, like, and I think that was really nice.
I think it'd be better to just not text them.
Well, I was in a relationship
because then they can be Delulu about it.
I was in a relationship at the time and I text them saying I was with someone and I was like, okay. I'm really sorry,
that's fair
but
enough.
I'm with someone. But if we break up, which we probably will because we already have about 5 times, then I'll be straight into your apartment.
Yikes.
I'm joking.
Which we probably will. Okay, well, that's it, I think, Adam. I would love to know how that goes.
Anyway, Nets, we haven't got enough time for that.
So sweet.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Okay, so what have we got? We'll have to rattle hens through these. Hens looking hard. Yeah. All right. So this is from, that's a picture of me.
It's like Jamae, you know, private schoolgirl. I don't know how those got there. Just doing the slideshow, my modelling peaks. I'm so sorry.
So this is from Arabella. She's 23 and she's
Arabella!
Altrincham.
Who's that?
I struggle to pronounce that.
She's from Altrincham.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's that?
I have no idea. This one is really long, so I'm going to ask you kindly not to interrupt me. Okay, I'm going to just run through it really quick.
Sometimes when I get thoughts in my head,
I know, but write them down, we'll save them for later, okay?
Oh my God, so many thoughts! Oh my God, my fingers are burning!
Okay, hi guys, hope you two are both well.
I'm good, how are you?
And that Jake is making good choices.
Well, I think you can probably tell that I'm not.
Okay, right, what did I say?
Sorry, Dad.
I need help in getting out of anything and everything to do with my older sister's wedding.
You can do that.
Me and her have never had a good relationship, and growing up together was hell. She's the most selfish and entitled being alive. Don't hold back.
Oh my gosh.
Don't hold
she
back.
She sounds like Onyx Vanis.
It was just screaming match after screaming match during our teenage years and a horrible home environment to be raised in. After years of virtually no contact since leaving home, we're now forcibly back in one another's lives as it's her wedding at the end of September. And for some unknown reason, I'm a bridesmaid and have resultantly, I don't think that's a word.
Resultantly?
I like it, but it's not a word. Been added to a bridesmaid's WhatsApp chat for everything to do with her hen party activities with her oldest and closest friends. It's clearly a recipe for disaster. There are a bunch of older... Oh my god. They're a bunch of older, nasty, cliquey, bitchy girls.
No.
She knew from school. And I have nothing in common with them. At the engagement party, one of them was drunk and harassing me in the toilets. And my sister even tried to... What are you doing with the mic?
Well, this is comfy for me.
Oh my... Harassing her in the toilets. And my sister even tried to start an argument with my boyfriend when he's only ever been polite and civil to her. Now in the...
They're never polite and civil. I don't know.
What? She's talking shit now. Now in the WhatsApp chat, they're planning a spa weekend, cocktail making classes, group pamper sleepovers. What is this? A teenage girl's WhatsApp?
Oh my god, she grow up. Also, can I get an invite?
A bottomless brunch in a fancy hotel on a trip to Amsterdam. Fucking hell. Who is this woman? Fucking Diana.
Oh my god.
Princess
not
Diana.
Princess people.
Princess people. We're... No.
People.
We've run out of steam here.
Oh, that was quite a long time ago.
But I literally want nothing to do with any of it. I'll go to the actual wedding, of course, as it's the right thing to do, but that's it. How do I get out of being a bridesmaid and all the other activities as smoothly as possible without looking like the bad guy and without causing any rows and disharmony with her, the other bridesmaids, and our parents? Well, help. I always listen to you two on my commute to and from work, and you put the biggest smile on my face.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Love to you both, and thanks. Arabella.
Arabella, my darling.
Arabella, Farella.
Arabella, I would say, first of all, you know full well that I'm making bad choices, so... I'm about to give you bad advice. First of all, don't worry about creating drama or creating rows. My advice would be create them. Create them, film them, send them in. We'll feature them on here. I would also say, if you don't want to do something, just say no. Say, I'm all right. And if someone says why, say, I don't see how that's any of your business. Say, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. I'll be at your wedding, but I ain't getting involved in none of these fucking shenanigans with the girly whirlies going for brunch Amsterdam, shoving fucking wee brownies up my ass. Okay? Just say, I don't want to do it. I don't like your friends. I got harassed in the toilet. When you say harassed,
not clear.
What are we talking?
Yeah, not clear.
Are we talking like, you know, give me your phone, or are we talking she tried to finger you? Because I feel like there needs to be some clarification. Because if she did sexually harass you, that's a big issue. That's an absolute...
That's an easy out.
Fucking reason.
It's an easy get out.
To be involved.
Be like, oh, why don't you want to be a bridesmaid? Oh, I got harassed. One of your friends tried to finger me.
Someone tried to fucking finger... Oh, is she Australian?
No.
What?
I don't know.
Where's she from?
It's just a bit. Altrincham.
Tried to finger...
That could be in Australia for all I know.
Google it while I'm talking. President Trump, Google it. So, yeah, I think that's enough for you to get out of that situation, if that is the case. Also, she's horrible to your boyfriend. Again, that's enough. If I had a boyfriend, sorry, just give me a minute. If I had a boy,
yeah, all right, get on with it.
Which I don't. If someone was nasty to him, I wouldn't stand for it because that's my boo. It's my ride or die. That's my bae. Like, that's enough. I'd be like, I'm not getting involved with those nasty, venomous girls.
Cliquey.
Being nasty
bitchy.
To my lovely civil man.
Mm.
So just say no. And if you cause drama, you cause drama. Literally stand there like Regina George. And watch it unfold and you like revel in it. Because sometimes there's too much emphasis on doing the right thing. Do the wrong thing. Do the wrong thing. Say, I'm not going to be in your fucking wedding. Oh, no, you have to. Do I?
Also.
In what rule book?
I hate to say it. Well, do I?
Yeah, but you're going to.
I'm going to.
You're going to though.
She probably doesn't want you there as her bridesmaid. If you are that... She probably won't be offended by this. Because if your relationship is as bad as you say it is... You know, she's probably asking you to be a bridesmaid because that's the traditional thing
Tom's
to
do. Deluded. No one actually likes you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm
Tom's
not.
Saying nobody likes you.
I'm just saying that she's probably thinking the same thing as you. Like, it's the right thing to do. I should let her be my bridesmaid because she's my sister. She probably wouldn't have chosen you otherwise.
That's the truth. I probably feel obliged.
Uh-huh. If you just say, like, look, I don't want to go on all these things. Your friends are kind of mean to me. Like, if it's all right with you, I'm tapping out. And she'll be like, thank God.
Yeah, have a
one less mouth to feed.
One man to my pom pom me.
So I don't think that'd be that big a deal, to be honest, Arabella.
Yeah, sit down and talk to her about it. Where's she from? Where's it? Did you look where it is?
Yeah, it's near Manchester.
Oh, Manchester, love that. I would say, yeah, Tom's probably got better advice than me. I would say cause a row. But Tom is saying do like the nice thing, sit down with her nicely. Which also would just be send a WhatsApp.
I'm not saying sit down and, you know, have a heart to heart.
Take it to the Ritz.
Just send her a WhatsApp.
And send her a voice note or whatever. And just be like, oh, do you want to chat or whatever? And like, yeah, Tom's right. If your relationship's not as good as you say it is, if it's not good like you say, then it should be fine. But can we get an invite to the wedding? Because maybe that would...
We could be your bridesmaids.
We could be the bridesmaids.
Oh, wait, it's not your wedding.
How about...
It's her sister's wedding.
Okay, how about you suggest me and Tom to get a replacement for you?
Your boyfriend sounds nice, so why don't you marry him?
Oh, my God.
Instead of your sister, we'll be your bridesmaids. Great speeches.
Your sister won't be the bridesmaids. We'll be... Yeah. Imagine the speech. We'll set up mics. We'll record it.
We've got them. We've got the kid.
Here, can you see them if you're watching? Tap, tap, tap.
We'll do a... we could do music as well.
Girl, I'm somewhere we belong.
And we go slide.
Set list last minute.
Yeah, we should have been agree on that beforehand. Anyway.
So yeah, Annabella.
I don't think you got anything to worry about. If you really don't want to do it, don't do it, babes. Don't do it.
Good luck, babe.
Good luck, babe.
Good luck, babe.
Mummy Olympics.
Mommy's milkers. Open that door. I'm fucking roasting.
So this one, I've read this one, and this is my favourite. This is from Juliette Benson, which Fairfax for giving you full name.
Is she? Yeah, look her up on Instagram right now.
It's really familiar to me.
She sounds French.
Yeah, I'm also going to just do
one. You're going to French. To French? You're going to...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Olympics, France. I'm going to the Olympics in Paris.
No.
And I also have no one to go with. So.
Do you not?
No, I'm going on my own.
I would come, but I've got no one on your lean lift. I've actually got -3 days because I've quit and I own them back days.
But anyway, I'm going to Paris Olympics for 10 days and I have accommodation, which is really hard to come by in Paris for the Olympics. So.
Oh my God, what? So you're basically saying like you're inviting all the boys over? Is that what you're saying? What's going to be an open door bloody policy? You
open
face
door,
down.
Face down, bottom up.
Where's the bottom?
Bottoms up. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Right, Juliette Benson. She's 38. Benson. She's 38. She's from Hammersmith.
Oh my God. Like the Apollo.
Yeah. So I'm writing in with a school-related parenting dilemma.
Oh, you're joking, not kids.
We're the people. You've come to the right place.
Fantastic place to write in. Honestly, we're so broody at the moment. I'd love a kid.
My husband, I actually cried today at a video of a dad and his baby daughter.
We need to get you out of that flat. We need to get you out and about. We need to get you out.
It's a lot. So my husband and I are fortunate enough to be able to send our only son to a private school as we received a larger than expected inheritance from a parent passing away. Ooh. Score!
Ooh, jealous.
As a mum there, I feel out of place at the best of times as we aren't rich like the other parents, but their wealth flaunting and hyper-competitive nature is now literally out of control. It's school sports day coming up next week and the other mums are going all out to make their child win at any cost. This would be me.
Oh my God, not putting your kid on steroids.
Yeah. I've heard some of them in the playground at pickup time saying things like, we're hiring a private sports coach to ensure Hugo wins all his events this year.
Oh, you are fucking joking.
I simply can't find running spikes for children under 8 anywhere locally. It's ridiculous. And I'm sure the other children will enjoy just taking part, but not our Esme. She's a born winner.
Resume?
Esme.
What's a resume? Oh God, they've really run out of names now. Resume.
As we've told her from birth, second place is just the best loser.
Hi, this is my lovely daughter, CV. And my lovely daughter, Resume. And that's my reference.
CV, is that French? I heard another debating putting her children on a special nutrition and exercise plan.
Oh, fuck off. Oops. Give your child a fucking 3 bags of sweets for £1 from Tesco. Send them on the fucking track and they'll run like Usain Bolt.
Speaking of 3 bags of sweets, I've just got a Too Good To Go notification. Let's wrap this up.
Oh my God, from where?
I don't know, let's have a look. I feel like I'm the only mum who hasn't lost the plot and remembers it's a school sports day for junior school age children and not the Olympic Games. Mummy Olympics. Last year, some of the parents were even being abusive to the teaching staff, viciously attempting to contest the results and so on because the child didn't win. I don't know what to do or how to handle the situation. Join in with the other mums and fight dirty? Well, you know that's the answer, my love.
Oh my God, she came to this podcast. She just wanted to hear
She wanted validation. She wanted to say, go out there and fuck them up.
She knows what she wants to do. She knows what she wants to do.
Other options, argue and say they're being absurd. It's the taking part that counts and they should be proud of their kids no matter what, or just ignore all of it. With kind regards, Juliet.
Oh, Juliet, you sound like a gorgy-worgy-woo-woo.
What a lovely mum.
Lovely, gorgeous mum.
Well-raised kids.
Give your kid a bumper Coke and send him on the fucking race.
Bumper Coke?
Yeah. Did I say bumper meant can? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That's did I say good. Bump?
That was clever.
Bump in that. Brat summer. Give
those kids a bump.
Bump a coke. Smack his ass and shout, "Brat summer, bitch!" And send on the track. No, I'd say I think obviously you're gonna you know the option we're gonna give you. It's gonna be absolutely fight dirty. You need to, you can't beat him. Join him. I'm telling you now.
And then at the end, be like, "Oh, did you get professional training? Did you get professional? Oh, we weren't too worried about it. We just sort of turned. I tell you what, this is the answer.
Oh my God, here we go.
Go and get special training. Put her on all the nutritional diets. Mm. Put on everything you can to make her win. And then be like, "Oh yeah, we didn't really bother with all that. She just came for a bit of fun, really. But lovely to win. Lovely to take away the trophy.
It's so nice with a big fat obnoxious trophy carrying it around. So lovely to have this. Oh, it's so heavy. Could you hold it for me, please? Clear. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, just be like, that's a good idea.
That'd be iconic.
And also be like, yeah, you know, we weren't too sure. We forgot the day. We got the day wrong. We thought it might have been actually on Tuesday. Like, oh God, thank God someone texted. We didn't know.
We weren't
happening.
Prepared, anyway, really. We had a big whole God.
Fucking Domino's for dinner. We had it all for leftovers this morning.
She's not really bothered about sport, is she? Our Jenkins.
Our Jenkins. Our resume. Our CV and reference.
Our reference.
Yeah, give her all the training, then act like you didn't.
Yeah.
And when she wins,
they'll be fuming.
They'll be so angry. And they'll be like, love that. Eat the rich. Eat the rich.
Eat the rich.
We love that. That'd be so fucking good. I don't think you should protest it and pull her out. You shouldn't boycott her.
No. There's no fun in being taking the moral high ground, sitting on your high horse.
Sitting on your high horse.
Because you don't get gold medals from a high horse.
Yeah, you do get gold medals from sitting on the
unless you're an equestrian, you know. Sports person.
Oh my God, he's clever.
Yeah. And in which case, if your horse is high, you're probably quite good at jumping. So
yeah, it's been sharing coke with a daughter. Pop a nap. Don't take the moral high ground. Fuck shit up. Or here's another option: sabotage the day.
Oh yeah, put laxatives in the kids' milk.
Who drinks milk?
Did you not get milk in your lunch breaks?
Back in 1999.
I had milk at my school.
So did I.
Well, there you go.
It's all woke shit now. It's all going to oat and like fucking.
Oh yeah, did they cancel the milk?
Yeah, I think so.
Peanut milk. What about if you've got an allergy?
Fucking dog milk at the moment.
Oh, brother.
But sabotage the games.
That would be so funny watching all the kids shit themselves while your daughter just la 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 runs across the finish line.
Egg and spoon race. Mm. Change the eggs.
They won't have an egg and spoon race at private school.
Listen, change the eggs, if they do, change them from normal. No, change them because they'll be organic.
Here you go, Midis.
Get rid of the organic eggs. Not even free range, put caged fucking eggs. And then when they find out, it'll be like that Catherine Tate sketch. Stop! It's the eggs! They're not organic! You've not seen that. And all the kids run and get their Range Rovers and they will drive away.
Oh, I'd love a Range Rover.
You could do that. I could do that. Yeah, I think do that. Sabotage. Laxatives, change the eggs, piss in the mum's mouth.
Oh, all right. I think
that's enough for now.
We'll wrap it up there, shall we? On that note.
What's her name again? Annabella?
Julieta.
Right, lovely to hear from you, Juliet. Annabella and who? Is it Annabella?
Arabella
and Adam.
Adam.
Thank you so much, you three, for writing in and giving us the goods. I hope that we gave good advice.
I think we did. It's one of our best ones so far.
I feel like we've definitely given enough to ruin the lives, which is probably what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So if you've got any more willies, if you've got some new willies, old willies, hairy willies, hairless willies.
Let's hope the actual willy isn't hairy, because that would be quite a concern.
That'd be strange, wouldn't it?
Some people have that.
Do they?
Yeah, Google it.
Hair on the willy?
Yeah, not really the helm, it's more like just going off it.
If you've got a hairy willy, I would like to see.
I'm just going to the salon to get my hair extension. Just no willy.
Imagine just like flowing down from the car.
What have you got? I've got curls. Cute little curls.
Frizzy.
Right.
Tresemme.
Tell them to write.
Do the thing. So, if you have got a hairy willy or not, send us your willy at willysoutpodcast.co.uk/willies. Leave us a review if you fancy it. Don't worry. No worries if not, though.
No worries. Honestly, me saying no worries, really, I'm full of like all the worries. No worries. No worries. It's fine.
Worrying both ways and also a secret third way. We'll see you next week, won't we?
We will.
We will.
Kisses.
Kiss cuddles.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.